So now let's talk about the parasympathetic side. Parasympathetic side is responsible for what kinds of actions? Okay, digestion, peeing, what else? Slow down the heart, and also a little bit of the breathing stuff. Causes bronchoconstriction. All right, and what else does it cause? Causes the eye to be able to focus, constriction of the pupil. All right. Now, what is the only neurotransmitter that we have to do all of these things? Neurotransmitter. We already talked about epinephrine and norepinephrine, so there can only be one left. Acetylcholine, and if you want to say it differently, you can say acetylcholine. It can sound a little more highfalutin. Now, all of these effects are going to be enhanced by acetylcholine. So acetylcholine is going to cause what to happen in the gut? Two things. Acetylcholine will cause what to happen in the gut? Okay. It'll cause the muscles to contract, which is what process? The P word. Peristalsis. So we will get more peristalsis. Now what else do we need to digest? What does your stomach produce? What does your pancreas produce? Acid enzymes. So you need digestive juices. So it will increase GI secretions. Now, what does it do in the eye? Constricts the eye. All right, what else? All right, we'll slow down the heart. What else? Okay. It will cause bronchoconstriction. I guess you'll say it decreases the diameter of the bronchi. Okay. Now, it will also cause any gland in your body to increase. So salivary glands, sweat glands, tear ducts, any gland in your body will be increased by acetylcholine. Now, if we want to increase the effects of acetylcholine, what are the two drug classes that we can give? Oh yes, one other thing. Sorry, I forgot. Skeletal contraction. Skeletal muscle contraction. So what are the two drugs we can give to increase the effects of acetylcholine? I'll give you a hint. One of them is the first drug class we talked about. Starts with an N. And there's no drugs from that class that you need to know. M. Muscarinic what? Muscarinic agonist. What's the other drug class? Starts with a K. What breaks down acetylcholine normally? Cholinesterase. So cholinesterase blank will increase acetylcholine. Okay, if acetylcholine is normally broken down by cholinesterase, what do we do to cholinesterase to make more acetylcholine? We inhibit it. So cholinesterase inhibitors. That's supposed to be a B. All right, so cholinesterase inhibitors and muscarinic agonists will increase the effects of acetylcholine. Now, if we want to block the effects of acetylcholine, what is the major drug class that we would give? Muscarinic antagonists, more generically known as anti-what? Anticholinergics. Anticholinergics or anti-muscarinics. All right, now, if we want to block this skeletal contraction, what drug class will we give? If we wanted to block skeletal muscle contraction, what would we give? What drug class? Remember, the term anticholinergics generally means blocks muscarinic receptors. What receptor do we need to block in order to block skeletal muscle contraction? Say again? Nicotinic M. And what's the drug class that does that? What do we call the junction between a nerve and a muscle? What do we call it where they connect? Okay, well, it is a synapse, but what's the general term for nervous tissue? The system is called nerve. What? Okay, neurological. So let's take the first part of that, neuro. Now let's take muscle, put them together. Neuromuscular junction. So if we want to block the neuromuscular junction, what class of drug do we give? This is a tough one. Neuromuscular blockers. See, it all makes sense. Hopefully. All right, so really the major drug classes you need to know. Anticholinergics, how many drugs do you need to know? Seven. Muscarinic agonists, how many drugs do you need to know? Zero. Cholinesterase inhibitors, how many drugs do you need to know? Two. Neuromuscular blockers, how many do you need to know? None for this class. So, four drug classes, nine drugs on the cholinergic side. Over on the adrenergic side, we've got the agonists. There's two subclasses. What are they? What's the chemical class that epinephrine and norepinephrine belong to? It begins with cat. Oh, you say it. Come on, say it. Say it. Catecholamines. So we have catecholamines. And we have non-catecholamines. Now, what are the two non-catecholamines you need to know? They're available over the counter. Use them to treat colds. Pseudoephedrine and phenylephrine. Okay, so non-catecholamines, you need to know two of them, pseudoephedrine and phenylephrine. Catecholamines, how many are there that we need to know?
Four.
What are they? You should already know two of them because I said that this is the chemical class that they belong to just a second ago.
The phenylephrine.
No, those are the nones.
Those are the nones.
I said blank and blank belong to this chemical class. Epinephrine and norepinephrine. And as long as we're talking about those two, we might as well throw in dopamine. So there's only one more you need to know, and it sounds an awful lot like dopamine. Dobutamine. So those are the four catecholamines you need to know. Now, on the blocking side, on the antagonist side, how many drug classes do we have? Three. We have alpha blockers, alpha 1 blockers, we have beta blockers, and then we have indirects. What's the only indirect drug you need to know? We use it in ERs a lot for blood pressure. Clonidine. So one drug there, clonidine. For the alpha blockers, how many drugs do you need to know?
Two.
What are they? That's beta blocker. Terazosin and phentolamine. Okay. Now, out of the beta blockers, how many drugs do you need to know? Four. What are they? Atenolol? Metoprolol? Propranolol? And carvedilol. All right, now, do you need to memorize everything about every one of those drugs? No. If you know how beta blockers work, you know most of what you need to know about all four of those drugs. The only things that you have to remember now is that propranolol is non-selective, so it will have the liver and the bronchi side effects. And you also need to know that carvedilol is only used for heart failure, and that metoprolol is used for both blood pressure and heart failure. That's really all you need to know, if you know the drug class itself. Does that make sense? So when we talk about the alpha blockers, terazosin and phentolamine, what do you actually need to know about each of those two drugs? Terazosin, you need to know that it's used for hypertension and benign prostatic hypertrophy, BPH. Sorry, hyperplasia. They changed the name on us a while back. And for phentolamine, you need to know that it's used for tissue necrosis in what two conditions? Or I guess three. Raynaud's disease, pheochromocytoma, and epinephrine toxicity. So once you know the drug class, there's only a little bit extra you need to know about each drug. So total, we've got 4, 2, 6, 12, 13 adrenergic drugs, 9 parasympathetic drugs. So already you got about 22 drugs that you need to know. So neuro is probably the most difficult part up front, followed by the next subject we're going to do, which is inflammation and immune system. So you get the hard stuff over with quick, and then it's a nice gentle ride downhill. But what you have to do is you have to start out ahead. So use Friday to make sure you really know these drugs. Remember how I asked you some questions today for about yesterday, and you're like, and you have to look it up? Well, you need to have that in your brain so that you won't do poorly on the midterm. Any questions about neuro before we move on to the inflammatory system? Right, these are agonists and antagonists of the sympathetic system. And these are agonists, antagonists of the parasympathetic.